Hello?
Yes, hello, Mitch. This is Ivan with Goal Guaranteed. Can you hear me?
Ivan. Yes. Good, I have you. Okay, check the money. One, check for the money. I want to see the money situation. The charge.
Understood. Yes, give me just 1 second to pull up your account. Alrighty, thank you for your patience, Mitch. I just was, like I mentioned, pulling up your account here. What did you say you wanted to speak about?
The money. How much is the balance? How much? What situation? You charge me for one lead?
You wouldn't get charged until next month, I believe, since you still haven't completed 1 month. But let me see what it looks like.
I mean, still I have balance, so you're not gonna charge me next month.
We still have to charge you for the leads that you receive, right? So that your balance can start at the amount every month.
Okay, yeah, because like you said, first it's 670, then I can put it 300, 200, 500. You know, I can whatever I choose, whatever amount every month, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So for whatever you spent, right. So whatever you spent for that last month. So yeah, you still have balance, and so obviously your budget is at 678. So.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you something. It's still a full budget, right? I don't spend nothing yet. It's full amount. 600.
Let me just check 1 second. Okay, so I do see one lead here has come through. I haven't obviously reviewed it yet, but it is showing as charged.
Yes. So yes, hold on. Okay, Ivan, this is a real situation about this crazy man. Somebody called me, and I have no words. So, because I have only painting, this guy asked me build the shed and his garden. Okay, so which means I have to build the framing, siding, windows, install it. Window he don't want it, but roofing, you know, I don't have this type of the work, and this guy only asked me, remember, he asked me how much, so I tell him like 3,500, and I tell him the price, but I never see his house, he just shop around, he just asked, everybody asked, and you know what happened, and after 1 week, he called me again, and I tell, and then, wrong number, he hang up phone, then he realized, who is this, you know what I mean? He just shoved around. He wasn't serious. He called like 5-7 men around. So I have to pay for this idiot $50. If the carpentry, it's only drywall. It's nothing mentioned roofing, framing, because this is the part of the work. It's nothing to do the painting. It's not in a category of the services what I offering. It's totally wrong way. If somebody asks you, cut a tree, you're going to charge me $50. The same thing, cut a tree or build something from concrete. I don't have these things in my profile, in the services. I must pay for this guy if it's not there. Remember, you told me two things. If you don't have the services there, what you ask for, you're not going to be charged. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you're not going to be mischarged if you never see the house, if they ask you only price. Next time, if some woman call me, how much costs a room? $200. And okay, good luck, bye, next. And again. And you know what I mean? I never see the house. So it should be dismissed. What do you think? Should we dismiss this idiot? I call it idiot. I call it this idiot people. Because They're not serious. They're just playing the games on a phone. I know. The engine is home advice, the same situation. That's why I left. And these people, they just, I don't know. So, Ivan, what are you going to do about this?
So, I just want to remind you about our last conversation, Mitch, right, where we spoke about all the other categories, and you told me that you wanted to add them, right, the ones about window installation, siding installation, power pressure washing, siding removal. We spoke about all these things, and you told me to add them.
Okay, and
so that's the reason that I just wanted to remind you that's the only reason that you received that call, right? Because we talked about those categories. I can remove them so that you don't receive calls like that. And if you want to, you know, only focus on painting or whatever it is.
But the bottom line is, I don't see his house. He asked me the price. Okay. Even I do it. If he asks me how much cost the window, okay, I tell him $20. Okay, I'm going to send you. Okay, thank you, bye. And he's going to charge me $50. It's not right.
I understand. Right. I understand, Mitch, but you have to realize that the service is for the Google Guaranteed ad to be present on Google and for you to receive leads through that method, right? After you receive the phone call and you speak with a potential customer about whatever project it is they're talking about, at that point, you know, it's on you to either, you know, figure out if you're going to go to the house and look at the project or close the deal, right? The thing that we can do is send you the lead so that you can get the potential, you know, project or whatever that person is asking about.
Okay. All right, so next time, somebody going to call me again, old woman, how much cost the room, how much cost this? Okay, I'm going to tell her, you know what? I'm not going to tell her nothing.
Obviously the best case scenario is, you know, for you to say, hey, I need to go see the project and see what exactly you're talking about so that I can give you a more accurate description, you know, what the work would cost and everything like that. That way you tell her that and then you guys can agree for you to actually go to the house and speak in person, right?
Okay. Right.
Either way, that's when the lead's going to get charged, right? Whether you end up closing the job or whatever happens, the lead's already going to be considered charged because Google has the recording of the call, right? And they listen that it was a real person asking about a real service that they need. So that's the point at which Google charges it, right? So obviously the recommendation would be to always try to agree with them on, you know, on a time or date for you to go meet up with them and actually speak about it. Because I do understand your point, right? Where, you know, some people do just call and ask about prices and things like that. So the way to work around that is to just try to be as adamant as possible, you know, letting them know that it's, you know, it's not the best idea to give out prices over the phone, whatever excuse you use, right? But just to try to set up an appointment for you to go out to their property.
Okay, another question. Okay, because I pay for my time and my gasoline. Because other guys, for my friends, they charge travel charges. The estimate is for free, but travel charges is you have to pay. Because I have to go to over the bridges. I have to go to the city. I mean, whatever needs to be. Not a state, I mean, another country, a bridge, toll, $50 is gone. So if I'm going to tell him, okay, if you're not going to degree any price in your house, I charge travel charge $55 or $60. My friend charge $85.
So what about
if I'm going to tell him on the phone because they cheap and they're going to say, oh, that's interesting. Oh, we want it for free because they're waiting for another 2-3 guys coming next day. So I know how this works. So what about if he give me address and they say no, so then what? If he refused pay me $55 for travel charge, so you're not going to charge me?
So by the travel charge, do you charge that only if you don't end up doing the job or if you guys agree on the job? Do you add that to the payment or how does that work?
Okay, it's so simple. In my, let's say, radius around my house, 10 miles, for example, 10 miles, maybe 3, 10 miles. But if I go to from New York to New Jersey, or I must go to the over the bridge to Bronx or Yonkers or these cities, I have to pay for toll bridge. Then I must charge, because everybody charge, and not a lot of people want to pay. But I'm gonna tell him this: hey, give me some. The guys will not they give me for free. My van not running on the water, so give me some money because the people don't care. As soon as they got number, good luck. They never pick up phone. I know how they are, you know. So I'm gonna tell them, hey, give me $55. You charge me $52. So I got only I got zero profit anyway from this guy. So but I not lost his money because I go to his house. So I can tell him travel charge because the gas only is like $3 down. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely understand, and that's up to you, whatever you want to make that travel charge amount or whatever the case may be, right? But you have to remember, it's not us deciding to charge you per lead, right? That Google sends you the lead, and then based on the recording of the phone call and everything like that, they decide then whether to charge the lead as valid. So, depending on if you start doing that with the travel charge or whatever you call it, obviously we don't know yet how Google's going to treat that since we don't have an example of that yet. But like I said, usually at the point of where an agreement is made and, you know, you guys speak about a specific project, that's when Google considers it a valid lead and charges it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the bottom line is, he must provide the address. If he provide the address, then 100% charge. If he not provide address, then it's no charge. It's so simple, correct? Ivan.
Right. So if it's the other situation where someone's not, you know, serious about, about whatever it is they're calling about, then at that point it usually would not be charged, right? Or at the very least we can dispute it with Google and say, hey, this whatever, you know, X reason that it shouldn't be charged, and we can try to get the credit for that, right?
So only two options. Or he never gives me address. He's going to say, okay, I'm not interesting. And I'm going to tell him same thing. I'm not interesting. Good luck. Don't waste my time.
Right.
That's the one option. He never going to provide me address. So that means the lead is garbage. And
right. And
I'm going to tell, or let's say, for example, I'm not going to tell him the price. I can also refuse him. I can say, I'm not interesting. Good luck. I don't care. I not feel comfortable with you. I don't trust you. You know, if they don't trust me, why I can trust the customer? I can tell him same thing. You know, so maybe so then in this case, he's not going to be charged me because I'm not feel good with this guy. He's tricky. You know? Right, Ivan?
So I just didn't really. Yes, I had a hard time understanding what you mean because once again, just real quick, Mitch, we have to understand that our company, Local Splash, right? We're not the ones deciding whether or not to charge you, right? This is completely up to Google and based on their criteria on whether or not a lead is considered valid or not. So if we start getting into the black and white details of if you feel comfortable or if he doesn't feel comfortable or whatever the case might be, Google's not going to take much consideration into that because of the fact that it's still a valid lead, right? If someone's calling about to you and they're asking about an interior painting job in their home that they need done, that's a lead that you need to follow up on, right, and try to get that job because it's a real potential job that you can get from that customer. But the fact that you might not feel comfortable with them for whatever reason or they might not feel comfortable with you, Google's not going to consider that at all because of the fact that it's still a valid lead.
Okay. The bottom line is, if he provides me address, I have to pay for it. If he not provide me address, then it's zero. So everybody understand. No address, no money. Address, money. It's so simple, right? Because I have connection. I have already.
Right. So yeah. It's not just the address, right? It's based on the recording of the phone call. So if Google, based on the phone call, tells that it's a valid lead, right? So the address is a good example of that. If, you know, if they're giving you an address and telling you, hey, come up to my house about this interior painting job, then it's going to be a valid lead, right? But the address isn't, you know, it's not the make or break thing that makes it a valid lead. So there could be examples where someone's, you know, asking you about a job and they don't provide you the address, but they provide you, say, the phone number. You know, that can still be considered a valid lead as well.
Yes. Okay, you're right. And also, maybe if he asked me, let's say siding, but I not do this type of the work, I not do this material. It's also, yes, siding, of course, yes, siding or window, but I not do this type, I not use it, this type of material. So then it's, then I say, I tell him good luck. What can I do?
The then we need to completely remove siding from your categories altogether, right? Because we can't pick and choose the different types of materials. It's just siding installation, right? So if you receive leads for those, you're going to get charged for them. And if there's details like that, then it may be the best, you know, course of action would just remove those leads.
Okay. All right. Okay. So everything is good in my Google guarantee. Can you look at the profile? Everything is ready. Go. Can you check the services? Make sure we have everything. Then I let you go. Just make sure you look up and down. It's good.
Yeah, everything's good. And everything we talked about before, it's currently live and running, so it should be appearing on Google for when people search for your services.
Mm-hmm. And where I am now located. Like, if you're clicking on me on the top of the list from your computer, where am I? I'm 4, 5, 6 place, 7, 8, 9, or I'm top, you know, can you check or can you see? Or?
So it's going to change, right? So depending if I'm searching from, you know, Rockland County, Westchester County, whatever it is, it's the ranking's going to be different, right? So give me just one second here.
Okay. Look, everything.
Okay, so for Westchester, it looks like you're appearing in the top five. For some reason, Rockland County is not appearing for me. Let's see.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it could be because I'm far away. It could be, no, it might be my location settings because I'm so far away. But it should be, yeah, because I'm not seeing any other businesses at all. It should show up for you though, since you're actually in the area.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much.
No problem, Mitch. Do you have any other questions or concerns for the moment?
No, let's see what happens in the next couple of days.
Alrighty, no problem. You know, obviously.
Hold on. I have a legacy. Oh, how many pictures I have in a Google Grant? How many pictures? I should be have like almost 200.
Like, how many pictures?
What I have in Google. How many pictures I have there? Because they look on the pictures.
Yeah, so Google Guarantee, there's not going to be anywhere near 200, right? Because you have to remember it's just one ad, so there's like a list of pictures that will show up on that ad. Right here, I'm seeing there's about 15 or so, but they all look really good, so.
I know, but yeah, a lot of people I check, they have a million ton of pictures. Can I loading pictures there? Can I loading tonight, my bomb self?
Yeah, you should, on your dashboard, your local splash, you should be able to just upload the pictures there on the profile, and then it'll go directly to all of the platforms.
My local, can you look, I know, my dashboard passport, or I know it's in my email, but the passport, can you look, my local splash?
Yes, I'm gonna text you the username and password.
Okay. Okay. And also, okay, because I want to put more stuff inside. Why I don't have the address we're talking about this time. I'm not the. One more thing. very important. Because you see, I don't have the permission edit. Please contact admin because you control my my profile, so I can add nothing inside. Last time I check it, I want to add it. But now let me do this. You have to send me the link so I can add it or something. Pictures.
For what? On Google Guarantee? Yeah, so...
Yeah,
so the access that you have is what's called read-only, so you're able to view those things. But, you know, since we actually manage the account, we're the only ones that can, you know, go in and edit and change, you know, billing information, pictures, everything like
pictures.
That.
If I want to do the pictures more, I want to make...
That's what I was talking about on your local Splash dashboard, username and password I'm about to send you. That's where you can go in and delete and upload different pictures. Yep.
Yeah. Send me this passport and this, and then I'll do it tonight.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and send that to you right away after our phone call. And then obviously, if you get any other questions or concerns, feel free to reach out. Okay.
Thank you. And you know what? One more little thing, detail. If I click on my ad, it's no ear. No, how many? Everybody have ears, like how many ears he working? I'm only 20 ears, but I don't see none. So people want to see the ears, you know, like because they're not gonna click it. You're not gonna make money with me. Trust me. I need to specify how many ears I'm in a business. Everybody have 10 ears, 5 ears.
Right, but we can't. We can. Okay. Yeah, we can show something, but we can't be dishonest, right? We have to go based off the actual year that the business was established. So,
I know the business. Here's the thing: because of the Google, I had before a name MAJ Home Improvement from 1998. I changed this name to MAJ Painting. That was last year. I mean, 1 year. But before that,
okay, no problem. Understood.
You know what I mean.
So since, you've officially had the business since 1998, right?
Yes. I have certificate. I have everything from the government. You are, but
understood.
People change the name, but they're still running same thing. They change the name, but the company,
definitely okay.
Company.
Yeah, I just needed to know that. So what I'll go ahead and do is I'll switch the established info on Google Guaranteed, and it should start to say that. So it would be what 27 years or something like that.
Yes. Because look. We are both on. We're going to be losing money because the people, they're not clicking. The $600 can be there forever. I want to spend the $600. I give you next month $600. Every month, $700,000. But you must help me. I help you. You know, you make money with me together. You know, we understand both. We have to work together.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let me just update that, and it'll start to show 26 or 27 years in business or whatever.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Ivan, and one more detail. Okay, thank you. This is very good. Okay, because you're not going to make money off business. That's very important. What else? I'm looking at the other companies. Wait a second. One more detail about them, because I looked in different companies. Okay, for example, like GJ Painting, they have Painter, they have a Star, they have Open Hours, they have the 10 years in the business, but underneath is also like little picture and little motto, like the work was done on a time, like some kind of reference, fair price, and with and fiction. So every company have something say about them, little one. Can I have same thing? I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah, send me a picture so I can see what you're talking about.
I send you like 3-4 pictures because mine don't have nothing. All right, let's finish the call. I'm going to send you pictures now.
Sounds good. I'll wait for those pictures so I can see what you're looking at, and I'll make the changes necessary, okay?
Okay, yes, do it, and then send me this local Splash passport also. Thank you.
I will do that as well. No problem. All right, Mitch, you have a good day.
Yes, of course.
All right, bye-bye.